T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And it is Bowerly and Bellavia. We are live at Gateway in the city of Tonawanda because in just a little while, two great local bands are going to be performing. A-List starts things off at 6 o'clock tonight. And after that, at 8 o'clock, it is Nerds Gone Wild. Tom Gariano is with us from A-List. Tomas, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you so much for having me.
I don't know what identity I should use in the show now because all my peeps are here. I don't know to go by Tommy Nerd or Bowerly. I'm just so confused.
Everybody knows you as Tommy Nerd off the air.
I know.
You're famous.
Well, let's not go too far. Hey, I saw you guys on New Year's Eve, and you blew me away. Tell, for those who have never heard of A-List or who haven't seen your gigs, mm-hmm. talk to us about what A-List does.
Okay, the A-List is a band that we formed 13 years ago, and we do about 100 shows a year, and we do everything from Michael Jackson to Deep Purple and everything in between. A lot of dance music. You know, we do big shows. This Friday night, we're going to be opening for Survivor at Batavia Downs. But we, you know, we're playing, man. We just keep working.
So you're going to be opening up, and the All-Star Project is going to be opening up.
Yep.
My brother plays an All-Star Project along with Donnie Tomasulo and Matt Young from the radio station.
Yeah. So we got three openers. I don't know the first opener's name, but then we go on at 6 and then the All-Star Project.
Well, that's obviously going to be a great gig. This is going to be a great gig. And talk to us, Tom, about the weather and what it's like for local bands trying to negotiate with this kind of a spring.
Well, this has been tough for everybody. This is only our third outdoor show this summer. And Saturday night we played in a monsoon in Batavia. And we got about probably 12 more outdoor shows to go this summer. And this has just been brutal on bands, on businesses. You know, you just, especially if you're on the water. We were at Sunset Bay on Memorial Day weekend. It was 47 degrees and the weather was terrible.
Well, as A.J. Tetzloff could tell us, there are reasons, there are very practical reasons past you don't want people getting wet, why a band that uses electricity really can't do an outside gig.
Exactly, and that's true because we've had situations where floods came through the tent, even though they had a tent. Our drums, our equipment, everything, we played it in Lewiston at a Water Street Landing a year ago, and that hurricane wind came through right before our show, blew all our equipment. We lost all our gear. Trees fell down across the street. Plates were flying off the table. It's, you know, you never know what you're going to get.
You know, I think when I saw you at on New Year's Eve, I think you were doing a Chicago song. It may have been Color My World. You do a lot of Chicago in your sets?
Yeah, we do. Tonight we're going to do Make Me Smile. We do Saturday in the Park. Does anybody really know what time it is? And we got Niagara Falls Music Hall of Famer Tony Nastasi on horns. Yeah, it's good. It's a good show.
When you're doing a gig like this, I mean, you're going to have probably a couple of thousand people here watching the gig. Yeah. What does it do as a performer? How does it juice you up as far as your plan goes? And
it's. I mean, you know, when you got a crowd like this that's going to be here tonight, you know, you step it up. It's a concert. You know, it's not a club, so you go into concert mode. You put on a show.
That is what is known as a sound check in the background, of course. And one more thing for you, and that is, why don't you give a shout out to how people can follow A-List online, how people can get a hold of you on A-List, etc.
You can go to, we have a Facebook page. Go to the A-List Band, and all our dates are on there. And you can see our videos and check us out and contact me if you need a show. We don't have any dates available till October, so our summer's already booked. But, you know, come out and see the band.
Well, I love to hear that. Tom Gariano with A-List, thank you very much for joining us here before your gig.
Are you going to play with us tonight?
I've got to look at the set list, see what I know.
My old school, you know the solo?
the solo might be a little bit beyond me at this point. All right, thanks very much. Tom Gariano from A-List, and I don't know if I'm going to play with anybody tonight, giggity, but let's get back to the outpost, or should we, let's see. I just want to see if I can track down one of my friends without losing the feed on audio. If you're wondering what's going on, this is WBEN Radio. My name is Tom Bowerly, otherwise known as Tommy Nerd, and it's an identity crisis. I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but we are one of the sponsors here of the Gateway concert tonight, which will feature A-List starting at 6 o'clock tonight. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, it will be Nerds Gone Wild. And if any point, guys, they start to drop out in terms of audio, if you would give me a shout, I would appreciate that. And I'm just making my way backstage, which is a very familiar place for me and a very nice place to be. Hey, Lisa, are you looking forward to the gig tonight? She says yes. And I'm trying to track down Eddie Tabone, who is the sergeant-at-arms, if you will, for Nerds Gone Wild. And I hope you'll forgive me here. Eddie is in the middle of doing a sound check, so I should probably go up on stage and bother him. But sound check in the middle of a sound check, let me get back into microphone range a little bit better. So we'll try to get some of these guys on between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. By that point, most of the sound check ought to be done, and they ought to be able to converse. But if you have not seen A-List, I really strongly recommend that you check them out. They're really a terrific band. We've been talking all day about legalizing marijuana in New York State. Of course, marijuana and music have never gone together, so I know that that was a bit of an awkward transition. And we've been telling you that the New York State Legislature has not moved and likely will not move on legalizing marijuana before the scheduled end of the session. Governor Cuomo, the whole message of necessity. Anytime I hear Cuomo and message of necessity in the same sentence, I kind of get a little bit panicky, because I remember the most famous message of necessity that he issued after the Connecticut shootings. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN, and it is John in Avon. John, you're on WBEN on line two. Should marijuana be legal, sir?
Yep. Certainly would like to make it legal. Been smoking it for 52 years.
52 years? You were an early bloomer.
My 20th birthday.
Wow. So, okay, have you ever tried anything else? Because one of the arguments that I could never stand about marijuana legalization and marijuana in general was this argument that it's a gateway drug, and people seem utterly oblivious to alcohol being a gateway drug. They always picked on little pot.
I don't drink much, very little. Don't like alcohol.
certainly understand that.
Next morning.
So what do you think the holdup is in Albany? I happen to think it's all about money and trying to figure out how to whack up the profits.
Isn't that always the case with Albany? The money and sex?
Well, and rock and roll, too. Might as well throw that in there. So, John, what do you think is going to happen with marijuana legalization in New York State?
Well, eventually they're going to have to make it legal so they can collect more money.
And how much, John, because how much do you smoke weed?
Every single day.
And do you think that, in all honesty, do you think that that's too much? I do think that you're enjoying life as much as you could if you were not in a marijuana fog.
I started out after getting out of the Army, and I have a master's degree in engineering, a bachelor's degree in engineering, an associate's degree in applied science, and I bought a business for $28,000 and sold it for $1.5 million.
So you're saying that it's really affected your judgment?
Yeah, really bad. Yeah, real bad.
All right. Well, John, if you ran into one of your kids smoking weed at like 18, 19 years old, what would you say? I mean, would you condone it? Would you support them? What would you do?
Don't have any children.
Hypothetically, if you did, can you imagine yourself being a dad?
It'd be just like alcohol. Don't smoke it until you're 21 or whatever the age they make it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same boat, hypothetically speaking, of course. Never really comfortable with teenagers smoking it, but once somebody reaches the age of 21, there's only so much any parent or any adult can do.
Yep.
Hypothetically speaking, of course.
You can smoke marijuana.
All right, John, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. And let's go to Steve in Amherst. Steve, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Tom, I want to tell you something. I did 25 years as an officer in prison. So all the guys that they locked up in prison was nothing but a waste of time, waste of money. Now, I want to tell you something. That guy stole my thunder. I've been smoking it come Labor Day 48 years. I'm not denying it. Now, I want to tell you something. This marijuana can be used and take the derivatives and used to be treating heroin, all the people on opioids, I would advise them to stop with the opioid use and use marijuana and get off of it. Marijuana is not a gateway drug. It's all misinformation. It's all about Big Pharma, because Big Pharma is not going to make the money they want. It's all about the lawyers, the doctors, in the corrections industries and everything else that locks away these people and wants to throw away the key. I've seen guys go through this for many years. It's not right.
So did you ever worry when you were working about a drug test coming back positive?
No, because I went to work every day. They couldn't get people in corrections. They have a hard time getting guys to want to go to work because it's dangerous and people hate the job. If they would have tested me, so be it.
So in an ideal world, you say absolutely, positively legalize it.
Legalize it, yes, for the medicine and all the good purposes that it's for.
Well, what about rec? I mean, we do have, you know, medical marijuana at this point in New York State. That is a reality. And by the way, the medical marijuana can cost people $500 a month. $500 a month for medical marijuana.
Well, let's look at it like this. Look at the mothers who have children who have epilepsy and have seizures. Should they suffer from seizures for the rest of their life, or should they use the derivative from marijuana to stop the seizures? No. These are the questions we're faced with right now. Let's get right to the questions, answer them, and see that everything is based on somebody else's viewpoint and the money they can make off of it.
See, I think it ought to be legalized. I think a lot of things ought to be legalized, to be honest with you. Hold on, if you would like to, on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, our previous caller has hung up, so should marijuana be legalized, yay or nay? It doesn't look like Albany is going to do anything real soon about that. Here is Steve in Amherst on line 5. Steve, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Well, yeah, Tom, you had me on, and I was talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Not a problem.
Things are a little bit hectic and chaotic here.
I just want to be really brief. I want to emphasize to all the parents who are so scared. I've been driving safely for about 48 years too, and I've never had an accident or anything for any reason to, you know, people want to come after or arrest somebody. If you mind your business and you pay attention and don't break the traffic laws, I don't see any problem. Now they want to legalize marijuana and make all these laws where they can arrest you and pull you over. What's the purpose of legalizing marijuana if you're going to throw everybody in jail still?
Well, I mean, the idea is the marijuana would be legal. I mean, so I try to bifurcate between the smoking of weed or ingesting of an intoxicant and actually getting behind the wheel and driving. I don't know what the statistics are as far as how much somebody can smoke without their driving being impaired, but it is a source of concern to me that in Colorado, the number of accidents and the number of fatal accidents has actually increased since the legalization of marijuana. Now, does that mean that everybody involved in those accidents or who was a causal factor in the accidents was stoned or had pot in their system? I don't know. But that is something I think that needs to be looked at. I mean, I cannot condone smoking and then getting behind the wheel.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
With all respect, I just can't do it. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call on WBEN. Sorry about the confusion there. Things always get a little bit screwy and haywire when you're doing a live program. By the way, make sure you go to that GoFundMe page and make a donation so that David Bellavia's fellow soldiers are going to be able to attend his Medal of Honor ceremony. David is really accepting the Medal of Honor not just for himself, but for his comrades and colleagues in arms. So if you want to go and make a donation to the GoFundMe page for David's people to get down to Washington for the Medal of Honor ceremony, you can go to the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page. If you haven't already, please like the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page and then make your donation to the veterans and their families who are trying to get down to Washington, D.C. to see David awarded the Medal of Honor. That ceremony Tuesday, you'll hear full coverage here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to Paul in Depew. Paul, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you today, Tom?
Hello, Paul. Great. Working outside, great music all around. How could it be anything but?
Yeah, so first and foremost, David, congratulations. I don't know if he's listening or not, but I'm a fellow combat soldier, and I know they've been talking about it every day, but, you know, he well deserves it. So when I heard the news, I was ecstatic. I've met David a couple times, and he's such a great man. So, again, congratulations, and I will be donating to that GoFundMe page. I think that's very important.
Oh, happy to hear that. Somebody actually suggested that as a way to honor David Bellavia. I thought that had already been taken care of, but I had bad information. I had bad intel.
Yeah, I'd say he's honored just a little bit. So secondly, I'd like to talk on the topic of the legalization of marijuana. One of the last callers talked about substituting for the heroin epidemic and the opioid crisis, which has been put out there by certain people. And I do agree that in certain circumstances, it can help as a secondary method for like harm reduction, they call it, in substance abuse disorders. Now, what the other side of it is that marijuana does not hit the same receptors in the brain that the opioids do. So ultimately, it's not just a clear cut. If you're addicted to opiates and you start smoking marijuana, you're good to go, and hey, everything's going to be great.
Sir, if you could hold on, I've got a hard break that I have to hit here. We'll get right back to you in a little bit following the news at 5:30 on WBEN. I want to hear what you have to say. I've got some business that I need to take care of.
The dynamic duo is back.
The hardest working tools.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia on WBEN.
Well, let me get to the point.
David is off. And we're going to get back to our caller, Paul, momentarily on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're broadcasting live from Gateway in the city of Tonawanda, where tonight at 6 o'clock, A-List takes to the stage. I just sneaked a peek at their set list, and I think they're going to blow you away with the songs they've selected for this evening's performance. And then, of course, it is Nerds Gone Wild. They're taking to the stage at 8 o'clock tonight. And Eddie Tabone is the genius in charge, otherwise known as Eugene, the genius in charge of Nerds Gone Wild. What's going on, bro?
All good. We got a beautiful day down here. The sun is shining. WBEN is down here. You got to come down. The Nerds are ready to go.
So what? Talk about, I know we've done this before, but for those who don't know, I mean, you guys win award after award. You're extremely popular. Your gigs pack in so many people, it's not funny. What is the secret to Nerds Gone Wild? What do you do that has just been a magnetic attraction for so many people?
Well, the intention in the beginning, Simon, I know we've talked about this a few times, has been the, you know, years ago, you know, I had the run with Route 66, and I still do, but I saw a niche for 80s, and I knew that the Western New York was ready for an 80s show, and that I knew that the music that was selected would be, you know, be accepted because of the fact that not every band was playing it. And then throw on the nerd glasses and the flooded pants, and it became magic. And people always say, do you ever think it was going to be this big? And I say it humbly. No, not in a million years that I think the show was going to be the way it was in Western New York. And I also got to give credit to my bandmates, because without them, we wouldn't be as successful as we are today.
You know, some of the envious detractors say it's all gimmicks. It's not about the music. I heartily disagree with that.
Oh, no, that's 100% music's being played up on stage. No, other than one little tweak track for a song that we do, but all of it's all coming out of all five of us.
What do you do as far as choreography is concerned? Because not only do you play music, and very well, I might add, but you also do the energetic choreography.
Just the members of the band have their own style, and they came up with their own character, and they continue just to be spontaneous on what they do at any show.
So how do you keep the energy up show after show, doing many of the same songs? I know you vary the set list, obviously, from show to show, but still, you're playing, you know, the music that you played the night before and maybe the night before that. How difficult is it to keep the energy up? Because you certainly do.
Well, you know, as you know, we're not spring chickens, but I try to keep the sets flowing, keep the songs in a block to keep the dance floor going, keep the energy going. The guys, they kind of give me the look of death that they need a break, and we give them a few minutes to take a drink, and then the next day we pop aspirin for the pains, but anything for Western New York.
So what are we expecting tonight? How long a set you playing, and you going to give us a sneak peek on what's on the set list?
We're going to be going on right around 8 o'clock, and they'll have us sometime just after 10. Basically, just a variety of new wave and some classic hits. We learned about a half a dozen or so new ones. We'll have our new 80s dance medley on tonight and sprinkling a few new ones, along with so many songs that I get beat up for taking out of the set list. I get death threats for taking 99 balloons. So it's on the set tonight so I can get out of here alive.
Very, very nice. Very nice indeed. Eddie Tabone, the ringleader of Nerds Gone Wild. You know, I saw you at the East Aurora Music Festival just putting 90 minutes of sheer energy into your performance. And can you explain to people who look at you and think it's easy, these guys are stars, they're on stage, they're doing their thing, that it is really a grueling experience. Entertaining in the way you guys entertain, it burns calories and it is very, very energy taxing.
It is, Tom, and like I say, I say this as humbly as I can. It's you also feed off the energy of the crowd, and if you saw the crowd and the pictures that went on, and you were there. If anybody else was there, it was like a homecoming because we didn't been in East Aurora at all, and so they were ready for the 80s, and they flocked in, and it was energy from the first note, from the sound check to the end of the show. It was great. It was just a great great show.
Eddie Tabone, why should people come out tonight to check out Nerds Gone Wild? I've got some great ideas why, but why, in the words of Eddie Tabone, why should people come down?
It's not raining. That's the first thing. So come on down with your families. You know your kids want to come down. You want to get away from the mess of the yard. Come on down. There's food. There's beers and alcohol for sale. And there's a great band starting us out. My good friends from the A-List mixing up the variety of music. And then we'll do our 80s show right at 8 o'clock. But you want to get down here.
Eddie Tabone, Nerds Gone Wild. No problem parking for the nerds.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, thank you, Eddie Tabone. A-List is going through some of its sound check. Eddie, if you could send Jim Kadrina and some of the other guys over from Nerds Gone Wild. I am at the furthest reach of my microphone, and if you're just joining us wondering what the hell is going on, we're broadcasting live from Riverview in the city of Tonawanda, and tonight at 6 o'clock, the band you hear warming up and doing the sound check in the background, A-List, will be taking to the stage here at Gateway in Tonawanda. And then at 8 o'clock, following A-List performance, it will be the Nerds Gone Wild performing. And I'm just waiting for some of the other people to show up here at our broadcast location. I apologize for the music in the background. I thought the sound checks were done with, but I was clearly misinformed. But let's just sit back for a moment and listen to A-List. All right, running through some Chicago. Now, joining us right now is a guy who is not a part of any band in Western New York, but he is an integral part of the Western New York music scene, and he is the guy who on Facebook every week puts out what is known as Jim's List, or those of us in the know simply call it The List. Hey, did Jim put his list out? So if you ever want to find out what is going on in the world of live music in Western New York, Jim Kadrina is the guy whose Facebook page you want to check out. And Jim, the Jim's List has become a staple for many of us who are into local music.
Yes, I've been doing it for about over a year and a half now. I've required a lot of friends, but week to week I try to get all the local bands, whatever local venues has music, and I try to put it out there so people have some kind of idea what they could do on a weekend. And as you know, we all love music, and music is the best thing to do with, you know, partying and just sitting out. You got all these people out here just sitting out, having a good time, listening to music. And that's what I try to instill on people, that you don't just have to sit around the house, watch TV all day. Go out on the weekend, support the local venue, and support our local bands.
Of course, Jim, as I look at my calendar, it's Wednesday night. Does this become more difficult in the summertime? Because literally every night of the week, somewhere in Western New York, there is live music being played.
Yeah, I started noticing that too in my schedule too, because I put everything on a calendar. And Wednesdays and Thursdays with music on Main, and of course the weekend. But I like just doing the weekend thing, so Friday, Saturday, I'll always post stuff. I mean, I hope the other venues and the bands themselves are able to post their own music so people see it. And a lot of guys do it, but a lot of venues never post a lot of these items happening. So everybody get out there, enjoy local music, and have fun.
And Jim, why don't you give us the spelling of your last name so people can track you down on Facebook?
Okay, it's Jim, K-A-D-R-Y-N-A, Jim Kadrina.
I always say Kadrina, but you say it Kadrina. Yeah. I think I'm right.
That's the way the nuns beat it into us back in the Catholic school days.
Well, now that I think the sound check is done, I hope the sound check is done, we're going to make our way a little bit closer to the stage here at Gateway in the city of Tonawanda. Jim, I'm going to task you, because I can't go any further than where we hooked up. I'm going to task you with sending another nerd over who wants to come on the radio to be interviewed. And yes,
we have
oh.
And you are
Brian Beaudry, also known as AKA Irwin.
Brian, who's doing keyboards tonight.
Well, not tonight. I'll be on Friday, but we have Vidman tonight, but I'm playing Friday.
So you're not even going to sneak in for a song.
Not tonight, unfortunately.
Irwin Nerd is with us on news. I'm Tommy Nerd, by the way. For those who don't know, it must be true. It's on my license plate. So anyway, what do you think the secret is for Nerds Gone Wild? As somebody who both has seen them as a fan and who has played with them, as I certainly have played with them as well, but not as many songs as you do.
I think it's the energy and the excitement. We also include a lot of the fans like yourself into the show, and that makes it exciting, I think, for everybody.
Well, you know, I don't know if, and you're going to be doing more and more gigs this summer. You and Vid are going to be splitting the keyboard duties with the Nerds Gone Wild, kind of?
Yes. I do about 3 or 4 a month, and then Vid does all the rest.
But you know what I find remarkable is the fact that the Nerds Gone Wild, it's more than a local band that does covers. I mean, you really have become a staple of life for a lot of people. When we had the last Nerds cruise back in February, was it late February, early March, I forget, but the last Nerds cruise that you did, and all the other cruises, I mean, really, it's like a big, large family. There were like 150 people, 160 people on that cruise because of the Nerds.
It truly is a family. A lot of great friends, a lot of great people.
Well, I would invite you to send some of the fellow Nerds down this way after we do the commercial break. Irwin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Tommy.
I'm going to come down, and I got some ads and stuff I got to do, but we will look for you in just a little bit. Or one of your bandmates or the rest of the bandmates, I'll be down here in about 2 minutes following the conclusion of the break. It is Bowerly and Bellavia. David, obviously, is off, and the Medal of Honor ceremony is coming up 1 week from, well, it'll be coming up this coming Tuesday. We're going to have live coverage here on News Radio 930 WBEN, and again, I invite you to go to the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page to get the latest information about how you can help David's fellow soldiers who want to go to the ceremony, but financial circumstances are very, very difficult for them. And you can go to the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page, look for the link to GoFundMe, and that should put you in good stead to make a donation if you would like to do it. And we certainly hope that you're able to do it so that David's fellow soldiers are going to be able, those who are in financial difficulty, they'll be able to check out David receiving the Medal of Honor. Sorry, it's a little bit windy down here. We can't have a nice day without tons of wind coming in to blow hair everywhere and blow paper everywhere to Rosex. And right now we're just going to take a little hike down to the stage area. And also want to remind you that coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, Mickey Kearns is going to be talking at the Weber Post on South Park. And he is going to be talking about the illegal aliens, the illegal invaders, and driver's licenses. And joining us right now from Nerds Gone Wild, we have the bass player, Seamus. Seamus, how's it going, bro?
It's going well, Mr. Bowley. How are you?
You know, my friend Shane Davis is a big fan of Nerds Gone Wild.
He is. You know, I kind of know him.
I know. In fact, one might say it's almost like an alter ego.
It really is. You know, this guy, he puts on this helmet and glasses and becomes something else, this Shane Davis. He just becomes something else.
So what is up with the glasses with the tape on the nose bridge of the glasses? Is that just like the universal sign for nerd?
It is, actually. But it serves a purpose. The purpose is to keep your glasses together.
So it's very utilitarian, is what you're saying.
It works.
So when you play a gig, we're going to take a walk down by the stage a little bit here. So when you're playing a gig like tonight here, and you're going to have thousands of people, we talked to one of the other guys from A-List about this, but what does it do to the energy level as a performer on stage?
The best part is the feedback you get from folks. So to me, certainly if you got 1,000 people feeding back to you versus 10, it's really amazing. You know, that rush when you finish the song, you get that hard cut, and then all of a sudden, wham, this eruption of people cheering and yelling is just an amazing, amazing feeling.
How often do you do audibles on the set list during a performance?
Every night, every set, our drummer will all of a sudden call a nerdle. That's when we get together as a group.
Not a huddle, but a nerdle.
A nerdle. And he goes, nerdle time, and this is where we're going. And it's an audible. Every night we do some sort of audible. Absolutely.
So I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Eddie. After a while, does it ever get, shall we say, tedious playing the same songs?
Not to me. It really doesn't. You know, I enjoy entertaining, so it doesn't matter necessarily what I'm playing. It's about entertaining the folks that come out, helping them forget about their daily grind, and just spend a couple hours with us enjoying. So the songs, to me, after playing for 35, 40 years, whatever it's been now, they don't matter. It's about the people.
So what would your advice be? As somebody who is in arguably the most successful band in Western New York right now, what would your advice be to people starting bands or people who are just starting to play a musical instrument, who might be teenagers, who wish they could be you guys with the Nerds and everything like that?
The best advice I can give anybody is always have fun. There's a business part of it. You got to be professional on the back end, but you got to have fun first, because that you convey that to the folks that come out and see you. If you're having fun, they're having fun, and that's the end of the day. Have fun.
How much of a bummer is it when you do have to cancel because of rain?
Oh, this has been a rough year for everybody. But, you know, it's like a softball game or anything else that you play outside. You're hyped for the day. You're excited about it coming in. And then, whammo, you get the call. The rain comes down. It just takes the life out of you. Because it's you know, it helps me with my grind, too. I got a day gig. So I'm looking forward to get away from the day gig and come out and have some fun. And when that rain comes, you know, it's like your softball game. Oh, my gosh, you get rained out. It's the end of the day, right?
Well, you all have very responsible jobs. Sean Davis with Nerds Gone Wild. Do you prefer Sean or Shane?
Shane is the name.
Well, I know. I have to bust on you.
But Shane, I answered everything. You call me anything.
Otherwise known as Shamedis. When he is Shamedis? Oh, I never thought about that when he's on stage.
There you go.
Shane, a pleasure to have you on the program once again today from Gateway in Tonawanda.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for everything you do. And in the radio station, WBN, we're really appreciative.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. Shane Davis, otherwise known as Sean Davis, otherwise known as Seamus. That's Seamus is the official on-stage nomenclature for Mr. Shane Davis. We'll knock him dead. And if you're just joining us, we are going to have to make way here for the music, but I do want you to know that everybody is invited. This is a free show. It starts at 6 o'clock tonight, and it will feature A-List, and then followed at 8 o'clock by Nerds Gone Wild. There's no charge to get in. Food and beverage is for sale. This is Bowerly, Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.